delicate. Just been fooling about with it for a few months now. Very delicate.
It's a bit of a departure from the kind of thing you normally play.
Yeah, well, it's part of a trilogy, really, a musical trilogy that I'm doing in D minor, which I always find is really the saddest of all keys, really. I don't know why, but it makes people weep instantly to play a... It's a horn part.
It's very pretty.
You know, just simple lines intertwining. You know, very much like I'm really influenced by Mozart and Bach, and it's sort of in between, though. It's really, it's like a Mach piece, really. It's,
what do you call this?
Well, this piece is called Lick My Love Pump.
Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is Douglas.
This whatever is in his cup is terrible.
Oh my.
Coca-Cola.
You keep drinking his
really bad.
Like, did anyone
it started
put that
from
drink?
Up here. It started from up here.
It's really
did
bad.
Did
anyone put that in your glass? Your
yeah, I did it to myself.
You did it to yourself.
I and keep drinking it, expected it to be better.
And let me ask you,
like,
when,
or maybe
when was
it's not
the last
cold?
Time before today that you had that same beverage?
Like, I don't know, like 2-3 months ago, I don't know.
And how was it then?
Bad. It was bad then.
Although the time before that,
no,
you remember?
I can't
let's
remember
go, let's
that
see
far.
How far.
Can't think about that far.
When was the last time
in
you can
cave.
Remember? You can remember that you had that same beverage and you thought to yourself, happiness.
No. I don't know. Never. But it's soda though. Isn't soda supposed to be awesome? This Coca-Cola shit is bad. As I talk into a cup, into a microphone. It's pretty good.
I'm sure that sounds cup wonderful. That,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to listen to this
one. Anyways, this week, Damien,
yes.
You said that you had a bone to pick with a movie.
All right.
Right?
Oh,
you
started
you,
with that.
We thought we had laid this one to bed, but you said, no, Andrew, I have more to talk about.
Your wrongness
and
is annoying
me. We have to talk about M. Night Shyamalan's latest serving to the world. That is The Visit.
All right.
I have not seen your Nana this happy in years. Bedtime here is 9:30. It's probably best you two shouldn't come out of your room after that. See you in the morning.
9:30. What is that? It's 10:47. We think there's someone outside the door. What the hell was that?
Which I have to say,
yes.
I'm very surprised that you watched. Because even though we are dealing with the fantasy podcast and you're trying your best to keep up with these movies, it falls into that circumference.
Yeah.
Which isn't the correct word.
Yes.
It falls into
the thing.
The
circle, right.
The thing that's in
no,
a
the
diagram.
No, I know. He's, right, the circumference is the distance around the circle.
No, I'm
just
saying,
falls within that.
Falls in the circle.
Mm-hmm.
That would have actually
right, would
have
make
okay.
more sense.
Yeah, but within
right.
the circumference.
The thing he's talking about has circles on a box, and there's some overlapping things.
Yeah,
right?
It's called
and
a
it's called
Venn
the
diagram.
Oh, that's what...
Yeah, there we go.
Right, it's
there
called
we
a
go.
Circle.
I apologize
it's called a circumference.
For my brain.
Yes. And then cumulative.
Well, but, you know, to be fair, there was a cord that was subtended
right.
from a radius.
That... All right, guys.
That if you find the hypotenuse...
you can then use Pythagoras' theorem.
It's alright.
To ascertain the meaning of this movie.
This movie isn't just a horror movie, which you sit here every week and you talk about
how much I love
not
them.
For you.
Holy
right?
shit, they're not for me.
They're also, it's also an M. Night Shyamalan
yep.
film, which you haven't liked
right.
for
so
ever.
When you intersect those two circumferences.
Can you name me one Shyamalan movie?
No,
like?
I don't like any.
Like,
And Bob and clearly.
Okay, good.
So we're walking in knowing that there's already.
In fairness, I didn't know that Shyamalan did this. Right? I didn't see any of the trailers. I just saw it on the list. Saw that it was a Carib. Walked in. And then it said, directed by Shyamalan. I went, fucking shit. Jesus Christ, Damien, why have you done this?
Okay, so you put it up on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So Damien, begin.
All right.
But,
so for people who haven't seen this movie, I'm going to spoil the shit out of this. All my problems with this movie can be discussed without spoiling the movie. But hey, let me be, a little bit helpful. The movie is called The Visit. It is by a man called M. Night. So you know there's a twist. Hey guys. There are four fucking people in this movie. Two are kids. Two are old people. Guess we set dies. Here's a hint. It's not the fucking children. The movie starts. It's called The Visit, right? So I sit in the theater with two people. It's called The Visit. I went, alright, word. And see M. Night's name, I went, this is going to be fucking shit. And then the movie, like, within seconds, it is pointed out to me that these children are going to visit their grandparents, but they've never seen them. And the second those words come out of their mother's mouth, I went, I am going to bet $100 million that at the end of this movie, someone is going to say, those aren't your grandparents. And at the end of the movie, guess what happens? Those aren't the grandparents. And the grandparents don't survive. Because of fucking course not. And that is the beginning and that is the end of my issues. it is nothing about this movie subverts any expectations. Every fucking thing that you think happens in the start of this movie happens at the end of the movie. There's no twist because they pointed to it at the start. We've never seen our grandparents. And then the grandmother spills some shit on the camera so that the mother can't verify to the children. Hey children, those aren't your grandparents. Which seems clever except they pointed to it twice at the beginning of the movie. So when they come to the end, I'm like, holy shit. It's not your grandparents. Like, fuck you, M. Night. You said that an hour and a half ago. But there's more problems. You go, all right, they're crazy old people. Fine. And they've conned their way into getting this woman to send her children so that they can crazy old people them. Whatever. Whatever, M. Night. I have a couple of questions though. Why is the grandmother so fast? Old people don't move that way. Why explain that the grandfather is strong? That is used. Like, the point where. So I was saying to you guys at the end last week. I was hoping that there'd have been. I was hoping that the twist wasn't the twist. And you were just like, how the fuck would that not be the twist, Damien? There's a point when she's interviewing the grandmother and she's telling some story about a lake and people falling to sleep. I'm like, holy shit. Let's just assume for a second that they just went, yeah, it's the grandparents. But all of the crazy shit that they've been saying in the movie, they find some way for that to be happening. Right? So it's not, oh, they murdered the grandparents and took their place. But there's aliens. It's a horror movie. Come up with some shit. But the shit cannot be. It's not your... It cannot be that. Because you called it out at the start of the movie. Just give me anything. There's no horror in this movie. I don't know where you got it. There's a part where an old woman shrieks at a camera that is in our living room. And there's a hide and seek thing. And both times, I looked at that and went, whatever movie. And then the climax to the movie... It is terrible. Like, everything about it, everything about how that is executed, everything with the children, the son being panicked and then magically turns into this tackling thing. I'm like, what the f-?
He's going to be an NFL star in his later
But years. Douglas did point out the one thing. And this is why I wanted to talk about the movie. Because Douglas was like, but that youth rapping though. fucking shit. That was, I'm like, all right, Damien. You came out of the movie and like, you know, fuck this movie. But you kept thinking, like, usually with horror movies, I just go, well, this is another horror movie. Move right along. But when Douglas brought it up, I'm like, oh, that's it. That is the thing that they got right. He was so weird, right? I'm like, all right, can I really say fuck this movie? Because he's pretty good. Everything about him, like, the girl, the sister, she's too one-note. She's boring as shit. She's like, asking questions and just being, like, snobbish. And then they bring up something about she not wanting to look at herself in mirrors that they kind of address. And, you know, that didn't build any character. She's still just this blank slate person with a camera. But he's
weirdly enough about that, the whole mirror thing. Mm-hmm. The way I saw that scene was she wrote those questions for herself, right? It wasn't that the brother was magically tearing her down, right? Because you kind of got a hint.
Yeah, I thought it was the brother being a dick.
Right. Like the brother was being a dick and being like, "Oh, you want these easy questions? No, no, no."
Why don't you look at yourself in mirrors? Which no one has ever said to anybody. But let's, can we agree about like that's never that's. That is only a thing that exists in Shyamalan.
To be fair, Damien, I know that you kind of black out this period of your life, but there was a time when I had to I had to sit you down and ask you why
I don't look at myself because I'm a vampire. I just wanted something, just anything for the, about this movie to not be this movie. If they could, like, if they had murdered one of the children, possibly the girl, she's worried shit. If it just wasn't exactly what I thought, like this, like Douglas, when I said I knew, like, if there was someone sitting beside me, I'd have turned to them and gone, I'm going to write on a piece of paper how this movie ends. I'm going to hand it to you. And when the movie's over, I want you to look at that paper. And if I'm off by even a word, wanted to take the paper and smother me to them. Like, the movie, it is, like, and I'm not, the thing is, if I was the person that watched a lot of horror movies, I'd have gone, well, it's just another horror, like, they're just following some template or whatever it is, right? But I don't, I stay away from them. Yet I was able to see into the future and know that this is how the movie was going to end. And everything I thought at the start of the movie. But in the movie, there was like hints. They're like, they were doing crazy shit. It was like running up and down in the house. All sorts of nonsense. I'm like, all right, movie. Let us focus. Find some way to tie all this shit in. Nope, they're just fucking lunatics. But, like, one of you said, you know, the twist. Usually when you watch a movie a second time, the twists would, you look at things in a different way, like, oh yeah, everything plays out differently. Now that you know. That doesn't work in this movie at all. You walking in with the information of, they're not the grandparents, changes nothing about any of the interactions for the entire movie. It's still just nonsensical. And then it ends. Because of course, these two 12 and whatever year old children were able to murder these old people. All right, movie. But the rap.
Yeah.
You can't fight that. He's really bad and at the same time, spectacular.
So, I want to say something, right? So, I don't... We spoke about this last time, so there's not much that I think me and Andrew can add. You know, we both love the rapper. Mm-hmm. We both like the rapper. Damn right. Mm-hmm. We both like the daughter and her pretentiousness. And we thought that the twist was fine. And the movie was, you know, enjoyable. I really liked the movie. Anyway. I was, of course, to be a dick, the dick that I am. Mm-hmm. I was just looking on the internet for YouTube videos of the boy rapping so that I could be like, but Damien, this is why this movie is great. I played it on the podcast. Unfortunately, yeah, it's not there. But what I did find was an article about the same thing, being like, hey, we love this rap, where is it? And they were talking about how the raps came about, and they were saying, oh, you know, it's because apparently the way the movie was filmed, I saw somewhere else, was that everybody was all, you know, helpful and whatnot, whatnot. So I guess some of it probably came from the kids and the people and whatever. And the article was saying, oh, you know, it feels so much like this child is actually coming up with these raps on the fly, and we wonder if that's actually what happened. Apparently what happened was all of those raps were actually pre-written by a frustrated budding rapper by the name of M. Night Shyamalan.
Don't know if it makes this movie better or worse. I think it's better.
Actually, don't have a problem with that. But
oh, my god. Oh my god.
I chuckled when I read it. But I really like this movie. It's not the best movie in the world. Okay. And it's definitely not his best movie because, let's be honest, I know you have a very hate-hate relationship with him.
Right.
But I really like the Sixth Sense movie, right? And they're all dead.
Oh, no! Bruce Willis, no!
And, you know, I have my own affinity for things like The Village and... and,
Don't say Signs, please.
No, he likes Signs. I fucking hate that movie. Oh, you don't? Because for a long time, you were 100%
the shot happening. How many times has this happened on this podcast?
When Douglas points you and say, you like this. And you're like, no, dog. 100% of it. He's wrong. A lot.
The truth of the matter is that
it's when like you don't live together.
When I think of Shyamalan, the movies that I go to where I'm like, yeah, I want to watch those movies.
It's like Avatar.
Is Sixth Sense, is Unbreakable.
Yeah, I didn't mind Unbreakable.
I've been wanting to rewatch Signs to be like, I don't know what I remember about that movie.
Jesus Christo.
But I think that's about it.
I feel like Andrew does this just to fuck with me. From clearly, so it's been on his mind, right? Since he was a child, he has said, you know
what? So yesterday.
You know what I'm, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to...
Whatever Douglas says, I like a thing. I'm going to slowly convince him he's losing his mind.
Exactly.
By disagreeing but not even all just the time.
That's what it is. It's not that it's something that he decided to do from now. He decided from when he was 5 years old. He's like, I'm going to say I like these movies. So that I'm going to do a podcast and invite him on just so that I can fuck with him.
I was like, I'm sure you like this. I'm just like, no, dog.
And there's no other witnesses, so Douglas is left in the lurch.
You're a shitty brother.
I mean, Douglas can do what he normally does in this situation, which is get more and more certain of his position and just make me look like a moron. All right,
just make up things that he wouldn't remember because he was too young. Like, I distinctly remember the date, the time.
I remember
you smiling. It was the one time you did it for the year. So yes, he likes this thing.
To the movie. I remember that time when Andrew made his own tinfoil hats because the people inside had them and he thought that was awesome.
And you ran around for days.
I have a picture of it somewhere, but Google has accidentally deleted it.
Yes, yes. I recall when his room had 200 glasses of water. That were half drunk.
Right.
And the baseball bat was in the corner.
Where was the lady? She was in the pool? Right. Even if there's no way for me to, of course, abstract out M. Night's name from this. Like, maybe if I had gone seen
Shyamalan's
name, right? Maybe I would have been more willing to give the movie. Maybe I wouldn't have gone in
being so critical, like, upfront. Like, looking for the thing that was going to be the twist in the movie. But you guys call it a horror movie. This movie is not scary, like, at all. At all, at all. Is it?
It's not scary. Okay. It's creepy.
Is it?
It's definitely creepy. I would give it that.
There's that old lady walking up and down in the night. Because they have to be at, in bed by 10:30 or whatever the time was. 9:30 or who's the shit. And then the guy goes out to a shed. I'm like, are there dead bodies in the shed? Nope. No dead bodies. It's just an old man hiding his shame. And then the movie's like, they're ruthless killers. I'm like, okay. There's like a lady hanging in a tree. And then you find dead people in the basement, which they'd have been dead a long time. It shouldn't look like that. But anyways. I also wanted something else. Something that wasn't, it's not your grandparents. Something that wasn't, they're just old Damien, people that murdered, old murdering people.
I've sent out the tweets, I've sent out the emails. Mm-hmm. You will have a written apology from Shyamalan.
I don't want it, nope, nope.
So guys, do you think, I was just thinking about this a while ago. So, as an example, J.K. Rowling is a fairly famous author.
Yes.
because she wrote these
the books.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
The Bible, right? The Wizard Bible.
Exactly. Right? And so you would think to yourself that any book she writes after that, there'd be some sort of stigma.
Mm-hmm.
What she did, and she got I guess we all know, but she caught for it, is that she actually created a pen name. And started writing other books, right?
I don't know. I know of it. Oh. I just don't know exactly which books.
Yeah, I don't know which books either, because who cares? But she wrote other books under a pen name, and you know, I don't know how well they did or how poorly they did. But they
really well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One day, people were like, "Oh, this is incredible," and they need to find out the real person. Mm-hmm. And then they found out. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And so, like, clearly, she did it to like avoid, you know, oh my goodness, it's Harry Potter. Do you think M. Night Shyamalan does something like that, where he's kind of like the opposite? So he's like, all right, guys, I need these people to watch my movie because I know that I fucked up. And I know that if I put my name on it, everybody's just going to assume it's bad because, and, you know, to be fair, I suck. Do you think that he does that? He's like, you know, directed by,
I definitely had a feeling directed by F. Gary Gray
is actually the marketing Night, of the
visit that they tried to abstract his name as much as possible.
Are you
in the marketing? I remember
that M. Night Shyamalan is Christopher Nolan. Is that what you're saying? I've never seen the two people in the same room at the same time.
Have you?
I've never
are
seen.
You saying, are you saying?
Could it be that when he puts out bangers, he's like Chris Nolan?
And then he just throws like, out
holy
Shyamalan
shit.
Movies just for the
holy
sake of.
This isn't good. Put Shyamalan on that one. I didn't do that one.
Alright, David, I've been quiet. I've been trying not to talk.
Yes, because you really love this movie and it's scaring me.
The thing is that sometimes we come to this room and sometimes our positions are so cemented that it becomes almost difficult for me to want to even debate what's going on. Because at the end point, I know I'm not changing your mind.
But it's still fun to scream at people. That's why I come here.
And worse, when it just becomes, Andrew, you're wrong. Right? It becomes hurtful. Anyways, let me try.
I need a t-shirt from this podcast that says, on a movie podcast on the back, and Andrew, you're wrong.
Anyways, let me explain to you how I came to saying I love this movie, right? And part of it is, it's entirely perception, right? So past the M. Night Shyamalan thing, because I wasn't even thinking about it at the time. I knew going in it was him, because of course I read all of these things and I find out all of this
shit. Well, but I knew, even in the trailers, you say that they abstracted it, and I guess they did a little bit, but from the trailers, I knew it was Shyamalan.
Shyamalan. The thing about this movie, and it's the thing I've kind of realized, how I've kind of turned on the horror genre, is living in the moment. And Damien, you especially, seem to have it very difficult to do this with a movie, right? Damon's now screwing up his face. He's like, where is Andrew going with this?
No, it's because you're one step away from saying a thing that if you do say, I'm probably going to have to stab you in the neck.
What step is that? You have to give it to me.
Andrew, I think what Damien is trying to say is that you need to take that step for yourself.
the thing about it, Damien, is that when I've come to realize, and with all of these movies, the initial problem you walked in with is talking about, oh, I guess the twist. And fuck this movie, it did the exact same twist I guessed. So how dare this movie want to come to me and ask me to say I like it? Yeah. It's just wasting my 90 minutes, because why did this movie even exist? It could have just woke me up, said horror movie, and tell me to go home, and I would have been happier. And Damien, I'm not telling you you're wrong.
That's what it sounds like then.
What I'm telling you is that I had a different approach and a slightly different experience, which is why I like this movie, right? A lot of horror movies I've found, as Douglas says, this movie's very creepy, right? Kind of creepy. And when you put yourself...
You know what, Damien? Listen.
Yes. I am.
Just because...
Yes.
Just because you, you know, live in a world,
you're right,
a really strange world, where that happens all the time to you, doesn't mean that this isn't creepy to other people, okay?
They're old people.
How many fake grandparents what do kind you of visit?
What kind of shitty parents said? this movie makes any sense.
No, to be fair, those children are old enough to drive. My God, old enough to ride the train by themselves.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that. It is a little bit strange that she
has no pictures of her parents.
No. it's established from day one that there's this big rift, and you don't need to know what the rift is. You just need to.
Of course not.
It's not you, a Damien. Shitty right
to come up with this. Thing where they at the very end they go,
but you know what, though, as much as I'm hating Damien right now, I have to say one thing, and it may be whether wrongly or rightly, I at least understand where Damien is coming from, because I have disliked movies for that very same reason. When I'm like, you know what, I know exactly what's gonna happen, let me dare you to not do that, and it does, and I'm like, you know what, fuck this movie.
If the movie if it wasn't a Shyamalan movie and I didn't expect the movie to be like, oh, big twist ending coming, then it wouldn't have annoyed, like, the movie still wouldn't have been great to me, but it wouldn't have annoyed me so that is the twist. Like, it is barely it is like a half turn.
It's not a twist at all.
But right, Andrew was talking and you interrupted him, as you always do. Andrew Robinson,
I'm hoping we would kind of forget and I could move on to the next segment.
Look, I know, I see where you're coming from. And I think the horror genre, because of my long-standing hatred of it, is might be the only one that it annoys me when this happens. Because I know how action movies go. Revenge movies.
The truth of the matter, Damon,
I know that works.
Is that the complaint that you're coming to me with is a complaint I agree with. Just like Douglas, right? Because when that movie, whatever the movie is, comes to me and I'm not engaged with it, then my mind will wander. And then I will be like, I've solved this puzzle. Let's see what's going to happen. Oh, right, I was right. I should have just gone home.
All
right,
directors and writers. You have 90 minutes to prove me wrong.
The most what I've kind of semi decided in the last few years about movies is that one thing that I have to applaud movies for is not just when we have our long list of going cinematography, lighting, acting, all of those listings. There's one more thing that I like to add to that list, and that's engagement. Right? When a movie can engage you to the point where you're no longer your mind is no longer wandering, where you're like, no, I can think about all of these pieces and figure out what I would do with it.
You're at oneness with the movie.
I am.
Now
basically, it is After Earth.
now.
And
but he did that too, didn't he?
Huh?
Didn't Shyamalan? Yes, oh my god. Oh my god, I hate him. Douglas, I don't care about anything I just said. Going to double down on hating Shyamalan.
And the thing I loved about this movie is that for the most part, and the horror movies I've come to love in the last few years, I can say this unequivocally about all of them, they engage me. And the thing about horror movies frightening me is it doesn't have to be some big monster in the back or a gunman or a slasher like Jason coming after you. It's just...
I like how you went monster and then gunman. I like that.
It just has to be me thinking about the protagonist that I've been given, mm-hmm. the situation that they're in, and how I would react in that situation, and how well it matches up. So, for example, watching this movie, mm-hmm. I took at face value all of those things you're complaining about. Bad parenting, like, that's a good joke for mm-hmm. me to have after the fact, where mm-hmm. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, that movie's bad parenting, mm-hmm. and I just kind of laugh mm-hmm. about it. But for the most part, I took at face value the concept of them going to the grandparents. They've never met them before. Oh, look, it's so adorable they're meeting their grandparents. Kind of weird that the grandmother's doing this shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then when things start to ramp up in just you going like, maybe it's a little just eccentric old people thing. Mm-hmm. Shit, like, don't go in that shed because
mm-hmm.
the grandfather says so or she's out at night.
Mm-hmm.
And when it turns to... it's obvious these children are in danger, and the children have figured out that they are properly in danger. At that point, I'd like to think as frightened as those children would be, right? When you have that the finale scenes where they're actually confronting the mm-hmm. old people, past we have confirmation mm-hmm. that they're not their grandparents, right? I feel as frightened and as unsure of how to move forward, because I think of it not as me, an adult man, going like, you guys are old, I could probably win this out / get out of the way before.
Now they can't run.
Right, before
and they're children.
But they're children.
Children can run forever. Have you tried to catch a child? It's impossible.
But you'd like to think it might be a bit harder when he's standing arm's length away and he has a sister which he isn't sure is out.
They should have murdered right. one of the children.
No.
Stand firm on him.
No, if you want to get down into the dirty land of discussing tropes of mm-hmm. these genres of movies and where they kind of can bore you because you understand and you know these tropes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you only go to the movies to be excited by the one time of the year that a trope is subverted mm-hmm. or a trope is changed, where they just straight up go, fuck that trope, we're going to ignore that and create our own rules for this world, then I'd like to give you Cabin in the Woods and tell you to never watch another horror movie for the rest of your life.
I think I should have done that.
Well, but hold on. Wouldn't, if we go by that argument, Damien, shouldn't you also like movies like Someone in Love?
Should also where, like movies like Dogtooth.
Exactly, Dogtooth.
Like,
yes.
Subvert
there.
Yeah.
There you
the thing
go.
About all
those movies are terrible.
The thing about all of these movies, whether they be horror movies, action movies, whatsoever, one of the key involvements is engagement. I'm kind of coming around to, right? And it doesn't have to be the mind wandering part. It can't just be our own happiness as we're watching White House Down. And we're seeing just nonsense on screen and we're loving it. Or when we're watching Kung Fury and we're seeing Triceratops.
That's not fair. Can't do that. It's a low blow.
Engagement is a thing, right? And I can't deny a movie when it engages me. I can't just...
But you can see past it.
It's just like last week when I talked about Sicario for a bit. And I talked about the... As it went on, my engagement faltered, where I started going off and being like, do I like this movie?
Nice,
I stopped thinking about, I stopped being engaged with the movie and started questioning why I'm still sitting down. And I'm not saying it's the only metric, but I think it's a very important one. Right? And like every time this happens, I sit here and I go, Damien, I'm sorry it didn't work for you.
Damien, don't watch horror movies.
I just hope you find one that engages you.
I did. It's called The Guest. Is that a horror movie? Scarier than this movie. He murdered everybody. Ah, that movie is brilliant.
So that's me and The Visit.
Right.
I haven't rewatched it.
You're blindly going to like this movie. I don't know. I'm just I don't like it. I don't like it at all. So this is now over, what, like 45 minutes? It's not. His batting average is horrendous. I didn't remember After Earth, though.
Do you remember The Happening?
Listen, that movie. That movie. That is all I remember when I think of. It is The Happening and Coral.
Coral? Why would you call it Coral?
This is funnier that way.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Everybody come quick! Something's happened! No time to explain!
You want to kick it off the list?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I was about to boot up my link to my news item. But so, okay. The thing that I wanted to talk about just a little bit, and it's more, I don't know how I'm going to approach this segment, just generally. But
we're still working it out.
Exactly. But I've noticed that for me, things that get more than none of my attention are generally in one of two categories.
This is pretty good. You should write that down.
Yeah, thank you. So either it is something that makes 5-year-old Douglas giggle for half a second, or it's something that I get annoyed about and kind of feel the need to vent on. So, last week we heard about 5-year-old Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
And this week I guess we're going to hear about angry, annoyed Douglas. I don't know.
Never met him.
Did you watch an Iranian movie this week? Is that what's happening?
No, I didn't. But thank goodness I didn't. Because then this would be its own podcast. But okay, so I don't generally read Slash Film and these kind of things. I actually follow him on Twitter, so I'll get some of his headlines and whatnot. But Slash Film...
Mr. Slash Film?
Mr. Slash Film, okay. Yes. Issued a post on Friday, October 9th, so that would be yesterday.
Don't do the podcast.
Because we don't know when this is coming out. And the title of the post was, which movies are Marvel Studios planning for 2020?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, Marvel Studios announced a bunch of changes and additions, including Ant-Man for 2018, yet to be announced Marvel movies for 2020. Mm-hmm. And guys.
Yeah.
Guys.
What's happening?
Do we really need to like be super serious about possible movies that might sort of could maybe be considered for 5 years from today?
I think you need to be a birth movies death only person. I'm not a Slash Film person.
Because
the truth of the matter is, I agree with everything you're about to say. Right? I know exactly where you're going. Uh-huh. Because when people started super serious about the year 2020 and movie releases, you're talking about stuff that you don't have enough information on.
I'm in
disagreement. You know it's going to change continuously.
Exactly.
For the next 6 years.
Yeah.
Right? And that is kind of what I love about Birth Movies Death versus Slash Film. Slash Film as a website is honestly trying to be Deadline. It's trying to be a trades website where they have to slash want to talk about everything that
slash want.
Is it because I said slash yes, slash one? The name of a slash film. Is this 5-year-old Douglas Adams right now? Because
can you know the term. Can I register slash one?
There is no in between. There is no gray with me, Andrew.
Today that, on slash one.
because they slash want to talk about every piece of film news that has been released. And to tell you the truth, what I find even more interesting, as it talks, if we get into the grander scale of talking about film writing online and the ability to make it marketable, news is what really pushes websites.
Yeah.
Websites, because the more that you can write about Marvel and the more that you can write about things all that about everyone is talking about right now that will end up making the top Google results.
Yeah, exactly. And then what your pushes ads your are traffic the most valuable.
And therefore adds the most value. Mm-hmm. Which is why Slashfilm is one of the most profitable websites of all of the film websites.
Internet
There's a reason why the Dissolve failed, even though the Dissolve tried to integrate that by having a news section where they would eventually succumb and be like, all right, let's write a fucking 200 word post about Marvel announcing 20 movies this week, right?
Yeah.
Even and then they would have all of their feature articles that I would read about why Hulk sucks or why or why people need to go and watch more movies from Israel.
But how am I going to get spy shots of a movie that's been made? Where do I get that?
And the thing I love about Birth Movies Death is they seem to be the best in between of those worlds, where they're trying to filter down.
Can they change the name to something better?
I kind of like the name. Like, it's weird and it's odd for that to be a URL, but as a concept,
I need
it makes
something
sense.
That's four letters. Max six. time for this.
Very they have their opinion pieces, and the news that they post, they try to make sure that it's relevant, quotes, relevant, because the truth of the matter is that, for the most part, movie news really isn't that important.
No, of course it's not. But, like,
right? You who runs a movie, how dare you? How dare you?
What is important to all of us are the movies, right? So, if you want to track Marvel, right, and you're tracking, let's say, Ant-Man 2 for 2018, I'm pretty certain that if when the movie hits out in 2018, that being 3 years from now, if we have a script of, like, all of the changes that happen that people get to write about over the year, it becomes completely irrelevant for you to read in 2015 that Paul Rudd is in negotiations, or that they don't know if this guy is coming
back. I need all the information so when something is bad, I can then speculate widely as to why it is, because second revision took out the thing that I liked. And that is why this movie sucks.
Yeah, but like for me, right, and where I was kind of going with this, the movie news thing gets kind of ridiculous, but the truth is, right, and you see it in any sort of news organization, whether it is CNN and regular like news, or Bloomberg and CNBC with financial news, or the Weather Channel with the weather news. You have to think about it this way. If you want to be able to sustain content for 24 hours a day, or, well, on a website, I mean, it's still the same amount of time, but if you want to have, like, a lot of posts on a daily basis, you can't just post news about things that are new, like what I guess we would say, oh, that's really newsworthy. It's something that informed me or whatever. You have to talk about horseshit. Right? No, you have to. You have to talk about a lot of horseshit, because otherwise you will have blank air or you will have no posts for like a whole of 10 minutes.
Expect
you know,
me
so
to believe that CNN's 24 hour news cycle, a lot of it is wild speculation.
No, of course not.
Oh.
I would never say such a thing.
I pay for Sling TV. Right?
That would be highly speculative.
Alone. Exactly.
And I
all
also, want to, I also want to stop here and say that this hour was brought to you by CNN.
sir, this was brought to you by Fox.
Sling TV, proudly present.
So, okay. So, no, but what I was really getting at, right? And the movie news thing kind of ties into it in a way, but also, what kind of gets to me sometimes, and I really don't want to use this as like me being angry at people or whatever, because everybody, like, I have my things that I'm like this about too, but especially Marvel, because Marvel has kind of become the poster child for this kind of content, because mm-hmm. they've just, in the last, say, 10 years, mm-hmm. owned it. They have killed it in terms of...
their cinematic
universe? Yeah. But people look at what they call the cinematic universe.
MCU.
Uh-huh.
And gotta hit. Fetch words.
Gotta hit the internet.
And then, you know, there's a lot of deep diving analysis. There's mm-hmm. a lot of value is in the word, but importance that almost is being added to these films, that is being implied from these mm-hmm. movies, mm-hmm. and people get very granular and they're like, okay, so if in 2020 they're going to have Doctor Strange, that must mean in 2021 there's going to be mm-hmm. an Ant-Man versus Doctor Strange. Mm-hmm. Along with Civil War of this, and then there's people that
saying comic book nerds are lunatics,
and then
that are carefully trying to sidestep around. You don't want to.
I just stopped working uh-huh. in an office environment where on occasion mm-hmm. I would hear someone blurt across the room, and this is not a lie.
Uh-huh.
Deadpool versus Wolverine, who would win? And they would debate that for about an hour.
Yeah, right. I hear you, but you
those
see,
are the people you're
though.
Trying to.
But those are not the people, because, and again, this is me being now a snob and an asshole. I have decided that those people, even if they are trying to pretend to be the people I'm talking about, are the people I'm talking about, because they've probably never read they've read 5 comics,
mm-hmm.
right? They haven't read the way that.
Oh no. Listen, Douglas, uh-huh. when I'm saying that comic book people are... I'm talking specifically the comic book people that only watch the movies. Like, the comic book people that read the comics don't like any of these movies. It's not as good as the comics. But so we don't even talk to those mad people.
But
of course, Douglas, your issue is that people on the internet are fucking crazy. But let me give you the other end of that. In video games, they pretend as if none of these games exist.
Okay.
So you know they're going to make another Grand Theft Auto, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But you can't say it because Rockstar hasn't announced it and won't announce it mm-hmm. for 6 fucking years. And then they'll announce it, and then 6 months later you'll have the game. But all the speculation before that, when they talk or write around it, they're like, you know, Rockstar hasn't announced it. Hey guys, the last one made, let's say, $1 trillion. Pretty sure they're going to make another one. But if you do that in video game writing, then people shout you down. You're like, hey, you can't talk about the game because the game hasn't been officially announced yet. Douglas, when they made XCOM 1 and it made a lot of money, guess what Damien knew? At some point in the future, there's going to be one with it, two on it. I knew that. Right? Just like how I know there's going to be another Grand Theft Horse. Because the games make a lot of money. So it would be crazy not to make another one. Just like Gran Turismo 7 must be a game.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, so Sony's pretending. I don't know, well, Konami has killed Kojima. So. I know there's going to be another Gran Turismo. I am waiting on another Gran Turismo. But if you type to people on the internet, yo dog, when is the next Gran Turismo? They look at you and they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know the game that the team that just made $1 trillion is making the next one of? That game. Can you tell me about that one? Mm-hmm. And they're like, no. So in the movie thing, they're like, hey guys, listen. We're going to make like a fuckload more. Let's not pretend. Until the money dries up, we're just going to keep making them. And that is annoying. But it is equally annoying to have people pretend like, oh, I'm an idiot. There's no Grand Theft Auto 6. No one is making that game.
No, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm the odd one out.
I think what's funny is it seems almost as if Douglas wasn't paying attention. I guess none of us really were during the Sony leak time, right? As to the really crazy speculation people were going through as they were trudging through Sony emails.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah, there was crazy things like
come
that.
Off the internet.
But no, I mean, I feel
do like them.
But I feel like no. I'm the odd one out, and I feel like you can almost, if you're with me, you almost can feel weird or feel strange by simply enjoying the Marvel movies or
as
not enjoying
yeah.
as they come
oh, yes, yeah.
and deciding whether you like this one or not.
So you're saying you love Ant-Man, you know, and it's not, a four.
I'm waiting okay. for Black Ant-Man. I'm waiting for but, Black Panther to join so that Avengers wrong, 4 right? will be the best one. Am I even close? Are these people?
and so, knowing for instance,
I'm waiting for the Marvel movies to when after Civil War 2 or whatever the hell it is, then Batman will invade Marvel Universe. Right? Once Disney buys both Warner Brothers, then they'll have all of it and they'll come together. And there'll Han be Solo. Batman versus Han Solo versus the team up of the Disney princesses. And then we'll be fine. Yeah. But they'll announce that for 2030 as we get closer to 2020.
<It's fine. laughs> But I mean, for instance, I know that Doctor Strange, let's use that as an example, is coming out sometime soon in the next couple of years. Sure. I don't even know when it is, sure. right?
Sometime soon.
But yeah. I don't know the date, but I know that that's something I've heard about. Yeah. But I feel like I'm weird for just being like, oh, Doctor Strange is coming out. I hope that's good. No, not even who gives a shit. I hope that's good. I'll watch it when it comes out. As opposed to like saying, all right, so how is this going to fit in? And clearly this piece and that piece, and I now have to know and fully understand how all the older movies fit in with each other. And it's the same with like all of the all other big franchises that have come around.
Okay.
I'm just like,
you want that secret double?
Okay. I'm just like,
okay, so this is so this is just come to my mind, and I'm going to see if I can destroy Douglas.
Yes.
In one fell swoop, in his quote unquote complaint on the internet. How is any of this?
Yeah, I saw that.
How is any of this world, this news-run world, and all of the news and all of the speculation going on with it, any different than business news?
It's not. And what I said, news. I just said that he again. Did,
and what do you read for your business decisions?
Oh, I don't. What?
Douglas doesn't read. Let's be serious.
Oh yeah, no, but seriously, so my stuff, I don't operate based on
wild
Bloomberg
guesses.
Or whatever. That could that would only lead to disaster.
You mean our economy? Yes,
what he does is he takes three dice.
Actually, that would be a better strategy.
What Douglas is really complaining about is that Douglas is now losing more and more time to real shit.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't have enough time to invest in reading wild speculation or not. There was a time when he was reading movie news that he had enough time to just ignore the ones that he didn't like. But now, it's condensed so much that whatever he sees, like, it's the first 10 things that he scrolls through on whatever app he's using, like, fuck. God damn it. And he's like, alright, tech news. Music news, and I have to sleep.
Yeah, can I tell you, it's gotten to that stage now. I wake up in the morning, and I still have all of the subscriptions that I used to have, but I literally only read Engadget, The Verge, which, by the way, I'm kind of getting tired of, because they're not just tech anymore, and what the hell.
They're expanding, right? The Verge Cinematic
I'm sure you could. You could tailor your Verge
I'm sure I could, right?
That's the end of Verge is like everything now.
Yeah, exactly.
They're essentially a newspaper.
Yeah, and then I read a little bit of what's it called? Uncrate, which again I'm pretty close to just saying fuck it. And that's about it.
Right, you just
I mean,
want
just
take
news.
You don't have time.
I just can't deal with it anymore.
So whenever when you want, like, you're like, what's going on in movies? And they're like, 2033, you're like, God damn it. Is there any real news? And you skip, nope. Marvel. None of these movies are going to be made while I'm alive. And then you get, Douglas is fine.
Yeah.
Just don't engage with the internet. Do what I do. No, I'm not even watching trailers anymore. Like, when I know there's movies coming out, unless it's like some dumb action movie, I'll watch it. But if it's anything else, I just go, when I get to the theaters, I'll see what's in store. Because all watching the trailer can do is make me doubt whether the movie's going to be good or bad. But when it's just names and what is in my head, I can go, yeah, I like these people. I can just single out people. I'm like, I like her. I'll go watch this movie. It's easier that way. It's the reason I haven't seen any of the good dinosaur. Like, all of the movies that are happening in Christmas, I don't think I've seen any of the trailers. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that Mockingbird Girl trailer. I haven't seen that. None of it. Spectre, no. As I'm like, I don't give a shit. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to watch whatever the hell that is. If I like it, word. If I don't like it, then I'll come on this podcast with an FTM shirt. Like, hey. And go home, right?
What I wanted to talk about is Douglas's favorite topic.
The Pope.
TV.
God damn.
Those moments where you say...
The Blind Spot. Has anyone been watching that?
I have not.
I skipped that one.
Yeah. I saw it on...
Wow, that looks bad.
Is it good?
It looked bad and I refused.
In the trailer, there was someone said they're planning to blow up the Statue of Liberty. And I went, I can't do this. I can't do this right
now. So guys, all of the new shows are on. Yes. All of the old shows that we've been waiting for are back. So
Undateable is back.
I've gotten to see the premiere of Flash, and I'm happy.
Yes. No, I'm not happy.
Right?
In fairness, I wasn't happy with the at this point, I'm just stuck. I'm trapped.
I think
it's the Green Arrow. What is
I continue to watch Green Arrow.
I think it's that situation that Flash got it right. Like, I watch enough of it, I think I'm just trapped. Like, I don't see how I'm going to break free of this stupid... I know it's bad. I watch it and know it is bad. But I just keep watching it. Because.
Yep.
Which there's is exactly... no reason after the cause. It's just,
by the way,
because.
Can I tell you, I got caught up in one of those recently. And it's weird because it was... And I guess we can keep... This is a part of the conversation because it's TV. Again, it's my TV. So I watch...
It is my TV.
Exactly. So for some reason, a few years back, I watched a couple episodes of this show called The Glade, which is a cop procedural
heard of it, yeah.
And for some reason, I don't remember why, but in my mind, I was like, yeah, I kind of like this show.
Mm-hmm.
I never watched it. I didn't really move forward. And then, like, a few months ago, I started watching it again on Netflix. About 7 or 8 episodes later, I decided this was the worst. I really did not enjoy watching this show.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, I just kept
four
going.
Seasons later.
Four seasons later. And what's even worse, right? Spoilers for anybody who's watching The Glades or who hasn't. This guy, the lead guy, gets shot at the end of the fourth season, which is the last episode that they have on Netflix. You don't see who shoots him because, of course, it's a shitty show. Mm-hmm. I know that for the whole of the next season, they're going to be looking for the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to know who shot him.
Yeah.
So I'm going to fucking watch a fifth season when it comes out.
It's too late.
Oh, my God.
I'm trapped. TV trapped. Andrew.
Andrew, right. You're saying, though. No.
All right. Back to Andrew.
Yes.
Yet again, Douglas has intercepted.
Trying to remember what the fuck I was talking about.
You're talking about TV.
About shitty TV.
New TV.
Right.
Thanks,
The Walking Dead. Fear the Walking Dead.
I like Fear the Walking
fear
Dead.
Fear the fear of the Walking Dead.
That's fear, coming.
Fear the dead who fear the Walking Dead.
Fear Walking Dead, which is the TV show where they're just in a hospital and it's Grey's Anatomy.
Fear squared,
you're kinda
dead
cube.
Kind
of having in the back of your mind that the world will end after the end of this show. Anyways, I think it was... It was around 4 years ago while I was in Trinidad.
What's that, Trinidad?
I kind of went into this mode of kind of wanting to pare down the television I watched. I wanted to be more focused. I wanted to be like, okay, guys, I know that TV is there to suck time from my life for the most part. Right? However, I'd like that time to be better spent. Mm-hmm. And I...
To be put to good use by playing video games.
So I want to go through all of the shows I'm watching now and conscientiously decide that is not what I should be watching, that I should be watching.
Right.
So things like Breaking Bad, keep. Things like...
That's kind of over, though.
Things like Shameless, can get rid of that. I don't know why I'm
so
still watching.
How about Low Winter Sun?
Never watched it.
Turn?
Never watched it.
All those TV shows that come on after Breaking Bad.
I am back at the point in my life again where I have built up a set of TV shows
where I don't know whether I still like them or ever did, but I'm watching them anyways.
You're trapped.
You get to Douglas's trap scenario with his glades on Netflix.
Everybody. Right? So TV shows work.
There's one show in particular that started this year, started just now, and I'm watching.
Empire.
Limitless. You remember that movie, Limitless, David?
I do remember that movie.
I remember you not liking
that movie.
Yeah,
that much.
It's because the people who wrote that movie are dunce. I am smarter than them.
But they had the pill, David.
Yes. First thing you do once you make that pill, not make more pills.
Pregnant?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
As a man, he didn't need to, but he was so stupid, he didn't realize.
Okay.
So what the pill gave him. Perspective.
So, for anyone who's never seen the movie, it's about...
It's stupid.
It's about a world in which they've invented a smart pill, where when you take it, all of your brain is accessible, and you are therefore smarter than everyone, and you can do magical things.
Do you disappear into a computer like the end of Lucy?
No.
Damn.
It doesn't go that far.
Do you disappear into a computer like the Matrix?
No, it doesn't go that far.
Can you dodge bullets?
Nope.
Why would anyone watch
the
pill either blue or red color?
It is transparent.
What? I don't like any of that. It's the worst.
So for that movie, you were following Bradley Cooper go on his adventure.
Yeah.
Right? This TV show, we have a new protagonist.
Of course, Bradley Cooper is busy.
Bradley Cooper's in the TV show.
What the
fuck? He is a senator supposed to be.
Oh, yeah, that's what happened at the end of the movie.
At the end. Right.
And so he gave his Limitless pill to randos on the street.
Right. And he decided, I'm going to help this random guy. And he basically gets drafted into the FBI, where it becomes a procedural. With the Limitless pill involved. And ask me the question, Damien, who is the other person from the FBI who becomes the partner? Can you ask me, Damien? Come on, ask me.
The person that becomes the FBI.
Deb from Dexter.
God damn it. God damn it.
Now, Damien, this show has got 3 episodes.
It's like a circumference. Garbage.
This show has got 3 episodes and I'm still watching it.
Uh-huh.
Right?
And you love it.
It's one of those shows which is just sucking time from my life.
As they speak, you shake your head like, what am I doing here?
Damien, I think I need an intervention.
TV,
as it relates to
TV, turn yourself off.
TV shows. Because I'm also still watching Arrow, right? I realized something about Arrow. Because the thing about Arrow is when I got to it, I remember it started and I tried and I gave up quickly. I went like 3 episodes, nope, can't do it. And then Flash happened and Flash caught me. And I said in the back of my mind, they keep referencing Arrow things.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I should try Arrow again. Maybe it gets better because Flash is so good.
It gets better.
That Arrow will match up. And because it was in the Netflix binge mode, I just binged through 2.5 seasons and caught up and continued to the end of the 3rd season alive with the airing. And now the 4th season just started.
Of course.
And I've realized something about Arrow, and it's something about most of these television shows. There was a time called the 90s where TV shows were perfectly procedural. Their purpose was to make sure that if you have never seen an episode of this show and you're coming to the first time, you're perfectly okay.
Procedural, right? Episodic, it was great.
Perfect. They even had, most of them even had an introduction to the episode, to the show, where it actually explained the premise of the show to you, in case you never caught any of the episodes
before. In the eyes of a ranger.
And for the most part, in the last decade of television, they've kind of gone away with that, right? They still, procedural still exists, but it's changed a little bit.
Rick and Morty.
Right? I'd like to think, at least this is my interpretation of like history of television, right? I'd like to think when HBO became HBO, right? It changed.
This was after it stopped being TV.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. It changed how people had to do television.
It was the home box office.
When when shows like when shows like Sopranos happened and it hit so well to the world, all of the regular network television had to change.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately what we started to see in all of our procedural shows is they started to create these through lines into the seasons. And for the most part, some of them are good, some of them aren't that great, but they still kept mostly the procedural aspect. Think of Hannibal season one, right? While you were dealing with the story of Will Graham and Hannibal, you still had every episode there was a murder to solve, right? And you still had that procedural moment. As it relates to Arrow, right, I've realized that the through line is what I pay attention to. And while it's dumb, and sometimes bad, when it amps up to the end...
Sometimes.
I like the Deathstroke season, I'll give it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So, listen,
he's just saying words at
the point. I am equally as trapped in the Arrow as Andrew is.
Mm-hmm.
I admit that show is
it's terrible.
Horrible.
Just like the Flash. Hey, the Flash is real bad.
Yeah, but no, at least the fun. Flash, the Flash is bad, like, in the same way that Airborne is bad.
It's not fair.
And I would go to bat for that argument.
Look, I enjoy watching the Flash, but we have to accept.
And I think that the Arrow tries to be that bad, but never quite touches it.
TVs are terrible. TV shows are terrible. We all do this. We're all like, all right, I need to stop watching all these shows, find some shows I like, and then whatever. But then the new season starts, and you have all these shows that you started watching and didn't really complete, and you're like, I should finish watching this. And then, but then you're looking at the fall preview and like, all right, I should watch this and this and this. Because one of them is bound to grab you.
Oh, so
and then you're trapped forever.
Two more shows that started that suck that I've tried. Minority Report, just because I love that movie so much, I'm like, I'm going to try. Guess what? That show sucks. And tonight I watched the first 20 minutes of Scream Queens, which comes from the guy who did American Horror Story and Glee.
Yes.
I decided to give it a shot. 20 minutes in, I had to give up. Couldn't do it.
I read write-ups about that show. Apparently, if you push through that, all the terribleness at the start, it becomes a decent TV show. Because Jane Lynch, I think she's in there.
Oh, really?
Someone is in there that apparently tears everyone and you want it. I don't care.
Who it is? Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah,
I remember shit. Don't watch TV. Just do like me and watch anime.
Hacha!
Oh my god. I've been watching Cowboy Bebop.
Really?
I can't.
I used to love that show.
I haven't watched that show in a long time. I keep telling myself I want to buy it on Blu-ray and
that is what
throw out my shitty bootleg DVDs that I didn't know were bootleg when I bought it.
Discount anime DVD took a lot of people for a lot of money. I got the Blu-rays and I mean, it's spectacular. As per usual, when I come to these discussions, I talk about technology. Because, of course, our friends at Microsoft.
Damian.
Yes.
I haven't watched the keynote or anything. But, again, as I say to you, every morning I wake up.
Right, and you swipe twice.
I read through the version and engage it. Damian.
Yes.
I kind of want.
That Surface Pro Book?
That Surface Pro Book.
It's sick. But this is not the unnamed tech
podcast. Okay.
Focus.
Fuck laptops, I think they're tablets.
Not this one. Not that one.
Oh my god.
They've done it. So and it's weird to say that Microsoft did it, but they fucking did it.
The only thing that I would say that would stop me maybe is if, and I believe they would have tried as hard as they can to do this, I am unable to install Ubuntu on it. That's the only thing that...
just Windows. Like all other, like it is easier now on Windows than to install other operating systems on it, because Windows is more forgiving.
But I don't want to install it as a virtual machine. I want
like that is of course everyone has.
Also remember, you know, it's also a tablet, so I don't know if Ubuntu.
No, but it's,
I think I know it has a mobile.
No, Ubuntu has full
software, but it has
Cool. Like, And you need to remember that it's the new CEO of Microsoft.
Yeah.
Right. He doesn't give anything resembling a fuck. What did that anymore? Satya Nadella is straight killing it. But that is not why we're here.
Okay.
It is not the tech part.
All right.
Our friends at Microsoft has built the HoloLens. Yeah. Now, the last time I was talking about VR, and then Andrew came up with the dumbest scenario I've ever heard, and I want that. Here's the problem. Microsoft is building AR, which is, so you'll still be able to see the real world,
but
they'll
Iron
augment
Man.
It
it's
with
Iron
garbage,
Man.
Right?
Yeah.
And, of course, to sell that to nerds, you put video games in there.
Which means Damien is happy.
No, I'm not at all. I'm shit about that. But they were talking to Microsoft people afterwards and like, all right, your video game thing is cute. What's like the real world application? Like, what is the things? Who are the people who are going to spend money and get this shit? Who are the people that I've talked to you so far? Turns out movie people I've talked to them. There are people who would have 3D was a waste of everyone's time and energy. And how do you get people to be excited about going out to theaters? What if you went to the theaters with a giant hood on your face and they were able to make the movie even more magical? Now, the last time I came here and poo-pooed VR all up and down, I need you two to sell me.
Okay,
I need
so
you
question.
To come up with the dumbest
question
to get me to buy this.
I'm trying to.
I want a scenario that is the dumbest.
Do you have any more information as to what they're thinking of making it more magical means?
Yeah, like this is clearly one of those articles that I just swiped away because who cares?
So, of course, these are because
if you say Twitter, I'm not.
So they're like, all right. You go into the movie and, you know, you're sitting there, you're watching the movie. And there's things in the movie that you can interact with while the movie is playing. Right? So there's like more shit to do. There'll be people hand wavy and swipe thing, but only you.
So is that that video game broken down for movies?
No, like, not. So you're not manipulating the movie as a, so there's still the director's vision playing. But like in 3D when the things were coming out at the screen, I'm thinking, what if you could bat that shit away? But of course that's the dumb shit that they said no. That is annoying me. But that is not why I'm here. I want you
okay.
to
So here is my vision.
Mm-hmm.
Gaspar Noyes.
There we go. There's that. But what I was actually thinking is, so have you ever watched a movie by the name of 300?
Yes.
In that movie, many spears get chucked,
uh-huh.
right? What if there was one character in particular you really didn't like in this movie? And they chucked a spear at the screen, at you.
Right.
What if you were able to catch that spear, turn it around, and throw it back at him.
But,
but then if
you miss, they'd have to have a different movie. And no director is going to go for that. And like there is also dumb shit. Like, what if we could extend the screen out even more? So like the video is there, but then there'd be like more shit. Like more movie outside of the screen. Like, oh, they're walking past, like, there's a tracking shot and you could still see down the road and all sorts of dumb shit.
I mean, one of the things people are doing now, which I find slightly interesting, curious about as it relates to all of this VR technology and movies, there was one company, and I think they were hooked up with, like, Star Wars right now.
Oh, no.
Where they were making, I don't know what the term they were creating for it, I can't remember right now. But basically, the concept was living worlds that you could be in, right? So, and they've also made it, like, tablet-friendly and stuff. So, you don't have to have the VR headset to do it. So, basically, you have a movie, which you've rendered. Let's think the scene is CP3O and R2-D2 going across the place as they're trying to make sure that the... As they're trying to get by the The bad people.
Yeah, the thing.
Right?
There's a guy in the
and you're watching this scene, but you're also walking through the scene. So you can watch the first part, the first version of the scene, mm-hmm. which is watching CP3 or go through. Mm-hmm. And you can rewind and go to a different spot mm-hmm. and watch a certain trooper walk around and do a thing. And like, it's one of those things where they haven't quite given me the example where it makes me truly excited mm-hmm. for it. I understand the idea, and I understand how it could be used, because it's no different than thinking about video games, right? While video games and mm-hmm. level design kind of tries to push players into a certain type of play mm-hmm. or into a certain way of going from point A to point B, we've seen in the last few years this change from levels where it's literally a straight line and it's all about how you time out everything and do everything mm-hmm. you have to do, versus here is a world, you can go and do something there, or you can do something there, or you can do something there. And even games like Minecraft, where they're like, do what the fuck you want, right? And I know there are going to be ways that they can take that concept as it relates to movies and make it an exciting thing, right?
What if in the horror movie, right, while you're watching the movie, something climbs over the top of the screen
and
attacks us?
As it relates to what you're talking about, where you're talking about interacting with the movie, as in being able to change what's happening, making it your own adventure, or even if it's just mm-hmm. being like, let me check if you're awake, I'm going to stab you, or you're dead. You have to wake up. Mm-hmm. Let me put an alert on your face so you mm-hmm. wake up and pay attention to the movie. Maybe Douglas might like that. So while he falls asleep in the theater, it'll wake you up.
You guys are not doing your jobs. I want you to pitch me nonsense.
I don't know,
but you did last time.
Last time I just thought of a dumb joke.
And that is what I want this time. A dumb joke that will get me to buy expensive equipment.
Here's
what I'm going to pitch.
Right.
Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. If you get on board with this thing, you can get Tremors 5.
That's a real movie, by the way. That's a real movie, by the way. That exists.
But guess what?
John Black.
I then gave him the truth. Mm-hmm. Because if he gets on board, he can get Tremors 5.
But if he doesn't...
I didn't say that if he doesn't, then he would not. That's a different story. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say, David.
God damn it.
If we're talking about expanding the screen ideas, then...
Yeah, but that's not what you can come up with anything like the last time. Right? As pay more money, or you'll be further back with all these virtual
people. What if you go to the theater, mm-hmm. you're watching a movie, and what if you're able to, if you decide, you know, fuck this movie, you walk out and you still have the HUD on your face, but you're like walking in the movie, and maybe you're walking to another movie. All right.
I think we have a second movie to talk about.
Wow. Yes.
I don't want any of this. I'm going to be an old fogey. I'm going to buy the biggest TV I can fit in my house and sit down in peace and quiet. And if anyone brings a phone near me, I'm going to stab them. That's what I mean.